State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Some children are taken from their homes on short notice. Some are taken in the middle of the night. For kids entering Michigan's foster care system, life can seem terrifying and uncertain. Some adults do what they can to make sure it's not. Rosalind Bliss leads the way across a boardwalk on a 5-acre piece of land on the north side of Grand Rapids.
So this is Kids First, and it's the largest house on our campus.
The one-story light brown building is an emergency shelter for kids who've been removed from their home.
So we serve medically fragile children, we serve children with developmental disabilities. Whatever child comes to our door, whatever their current state is, we take care of them until we find a placement for them.
This campus is run by D.A. Blodgett St. John's in Grand Rapids. This building is exclusively for emergency shelter, kids who've been removed from their homes because of abuse or neglect and have nowhere else to go. Sharon Lockridge is the president of D.A. Blodgett St. John's. She says the goal is to get the kids to a home setting, preferably with a relative, as soon as possible.
The vast majority of these children, they're here no longer than 3 days. The vast majority don't even spend a night here.
Under a settlement agreement following a lawsuit with the State Department of Human Services, kids are not supposed to stay longer than 30 days at an emergency shelter like this one. Last year, many kids stayed longer than that. Kent County accounted for a third of the total number of kids staying in emergency shelter for longer than a month. Lockridge says there were a lot of reasons for that.
The children who remain here for any length of time, it's typically because they have some extraordinary need that needs to be assessed, or we have to find the exact right placement for them.
Some of these kids might have a specific medical need that not every foster parent can handle. Some of these kids are themselves juvenile offenders, some sex offenders, and there are rules about where they can live. There are some policies that were put in place this year to speed up the process of finding these kids a home. But bottom line, Lockridge says, there are lots of kids who need a home and not enough foster parents who are willing to take on kids that are a little harder to handle.
Are you crazy? That's what a lot of people say.
Stacy Goodson and her husband Julian are foster parents who often take in troubled teenagers.
We usually respond with yes, absolutely, but these kids deserve to have a home. They deserve to know what it's like to be tucked in at night.
The Goodsons are especially equipped to be able to do this. Stacy works in the foster care system for her day job. Julian had family members who were foster parents growing up. The two of them say they always knew they wanted to be foster parents themselves. But Julian admits everyone who takes in kids, especially troubled kids, doubts whether they can handle it.
I don't think that you really truly do know until you actually try it.
He says it helps to talk to people who've done it before. There are challenges you might not expect, like the challenge of finding the right psychiatrist, of getting to multiple appointments across town for various issues, and behavioral issues in the home, of course. Stacy Goodson says in her day job, she advises many people that if they can't become foster parents, they can become mentors. And to her friends who call her crazy for taking these kids in, she says, it's not that crazy.
If a child showed up at your doorstep hungry and needing somewhere to live, you would let them come stay with you and you would feed them a meal and give them a hug. We just happen to be the doorstep. We sign up to be the doorstep that they show up on.
And two of the kids who've shown up on the Goodsons' doorstep became a part of their permanent family. The Goodsons adopted them. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.